39. Killian dismounted from his horse and handed the reins to Finn, who handed him a rag in exchange.
You need a healer?
Finn asked, frowning at him.
I can't tell if any of that is yours.
Wiping the rag across his face, Killian frowned at the blood and sweat, then shook his head.
It's not mine.
All of it was from Anuk raiders that he'd fought, that he'd killed. Sonia fell into step next to him, the light armor she wore as blood splattered as his own, her eyes shadowed with exhaustion.
Why do they keep coming?
She muttered.
Is their avra so great?
Killian hadn't thought so. The raids had always been more like sport for the Anuk, a game the desert people played to see who could steal the most gold out from under the scorpion's nose. But nothing about the battles he'd fought in recent days felt like a game. They'd been vicious. The Anuk refusing to retreat even when they'd lost, fighting until the last of their warriors hit the earth and fell still.
I don't know.
The not knowing was fraying his nerves. Because instead of the number of raids decreasing, they were getting more frequent by the day. And until he could find a way to quell them, he would have to remain in Rotan. Reaching the building that served as the center of command as well as barracks for him and his officers, he stepped inside, breathing in a mouthful of cool air, the shade a welcome respite from the endless sun. It was short-lived. Rhea, along with a Rowanist captain named Dwyer, sat at the table in the center, sipping wine. Beads of condensation trickled down their glasses, suggesting she'd brought precious ice with her from the fortress in order to keep her drink cool. At the sight of him, Dwyer rose, though Rhea remained seated.
My lady?
Killian inclined his head.
We weren't expecting you.
Rhea's eyes flicked over him, her brow furrowing.
Another raid?
He nodded.
Then circumstances are worsening rather than improving as we'd hoped?
Of course they're worsening, Dwyer muttered. He's not playing by the rules.
Mind your tone when speaking to your betters, Captain,
Rhea snapped.
He's a lord of the realm and marked by Tremen, and you will show him every courtesy.
Killian's skin prickled.
Let him speak his mind, my lady. If he has insight into the Anuk's behavior, I'd hear it.
The Rowanist captain crossed his arms.
It's always been practice to allow the raiders to retreat once they've been repelled, but you've not been allowing them the opportunity. Mark my words, the increase in their efforts is retaliation for your brutality, sir.
He added that last after a significant hesitation.
We do allow them to retreat, Sonia snapped. They won't take it. The deaths are on them, not on Lord Calorian.
I wasn't speaking to you, Gamdeshian,
Dwyer sneered.
So keep your mouth shut.
Killian's temper flared, his hands balling into fists at his side.
Mind your tone, Dwyer. Not only is she my lieutenant, she's correct. The Anuk show no interest in retreat or surrender. Because of your heavy hand?
Dwyer glowered at him.
You've riled them up fierce. With the way things are going, the Anuk are going to cross the border in force. And then Mutamora can place two invasions at your feet.
Enough!
Rhea snarled.
Leave, Captain. I'll hear no more of these accusations.
The other man stormed out of the building, slamming the door behind him.
My apologies, Lord Calorian,
Rhea said, smoothing her skirts once. Then again,
we've not seen this much violence in our lifetimes, and it has everyone on edge. But Dwyer is loyal to me to a fault.
So much violence.
And apparently the worst of it could be laid at his feet. Killian's stomach twisted. Motioning to Sonia to go, he waited until she disappeared into the barracks before asking,
What would you have me do, Rhea? I can't stop them from attacking. I can only repel them when they do. And neither can I force them to retreat. This is the only avenue.
I don't know.
She bit at her bottom lip.
Warfare is your expertise, Killian. Not mine. All I know is that every day, things seem to grow worse in Mudamora.
You've received word from Udare? The words came out faster than he'd intended, and he bit the inside of his cheeks.
Only that the blight remains, and that it continues to infect, despite the healer's best efforts.
Lydia was one of those healers.
Anukastre must sense Mudamora's weakness, she said. And rather than standing with us against the Corruptor, they aim to take advantage.
And that terrifies me, because I don't know how much more our kingdom can take before it falls.
Killian's skin crawled, his mark screaming warning after warning of danger to the point he could barely think. Which was no wonder, because it seemed to be coming from all sides. Then alarm bells jangled outside, the thud of booted feet filling the air.
More raiders, he said. I have to go.
But before he could turn, Rhea rose to her feet, clutching at his wrist despite it being coated with dried blood.
It is your duty to protect Mudamora, Marked One. Please don't fail us.
Killian heard the words she didn't say.
Please don't fail us again.
The sun was beginning to set as he dispatched the last of the raiders and bent to wipe his blade on the back of the man's sand-colored clothes.
You want us to start burning them, sir?
One of his men asked, wiping sweat from his brow.
No,
Killian answered, glancing northeast in the direction of Mudare before turning back to the man. Drag the corpses to the mouth of the pass and leave them for the carrion, where they'd serve as warning for what Mudamora's weakness looked like.